welcome everyone to another episode of the Bus Stop Podcast. I'm Eric Wesley, your host for the podcast. And if you hear some noise behind me, that's because we are at the 2019 Be First Awards in Cincinnati, Ohio. This is the fourth annual awards, which started in 2015. And as usual, Greyhound has some nominees who have made it to the finalist round. We hope to catch up to each one of those nominees and talk to them a little bit later today, but a little bit right now about the Be First Awards. Each year, First Group likes to recognize their employees for upholding the vision and values and delivering great customer service. So this year is no different. And as in the years past, Greyhound has been represented by several employees who've made it to the finalist round. This year's finalists in the Be First Awards include Bobby Quinton in Training and Development. Bobby has been nominated for Colleague of the Year. We also have the Commercial Sales Office team from Springfield, Missouri. They've been nominated for Team of the Year. In Setting the Highest Standards, we have Wendy Hughes, Director of Finance, and Leonard Ellis, City Manager out of New York. And then we also have John Hall, who is a driver, and he's been nominated in the Dedicated to Safety category. So congratulations to each of these employees who will be recognized tonight at this year's Be First Awards. There are seven categories that are based on the values and visions of the company that people will be recognized in today. The values being committed to our customers, dedicated to safety, supportive of each other, accountable for performance, and setting the highest standards. And then when it comes to the vision, we'll have a Colleague of the Year and Team of the Year. So an exciting night for Greyhound employees and all the First Group employees who will be represented here tonight from the different divisions. As we said, we're going to catch up to the Greyhound employees, talk to them, and see how they are feeling about being here at the 2019 Be First Awards. All right, so I'm here with the Commercial Sales Office team out of Springfield, Missouri, who was named a finalist in the team category for the vision. David, how does that feel? David Reeves, who's the director of the department, how does that feel to be named a finalist tonight?
It feels great. But more importantly than me feeling great, I'm really pleased for my team. We come to work every day, do the right thing, put our customers first, and this kind of recognition is fantastic for our small group.
And you have your team here with you. Tell me who all is here with you.
Sure. I have with me Ryan Michael, Mary Howard, and Olivia Neuberger.
And Ryan, you walk away as a runner-up tonight. How does that feel?
It feels great. We try every day going to work, just helping the customers. We don't ask for anything in return, and it's great to be recognized for what we do every day.
Olivia.
Yes, sir.
How exciting is this tonight to be named the runner-up as a finalist in this category?
It's so very exciting. We're so thankful to be here and be part of this event. We're so truly blessed we're able to travel out here, and we're just so excited. We can't wait to see what next year brings.
So I'm here with Wendy Hughes, who was a part of the finalists in the Setting the Highest Standards. And Wendy, we had a clean sweep for Greyhound with you bringing home the finalist award as the winner. How does that feel for you?
I'm just very honored. There are a lot of really hard-working people at Greyhound, and to be recognized in this way is just a huge honor, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And Suzanne Doucette, who's known you for many years, what was it about Wendy that caused you to nominate her for this award?
Oh, Wendy's always been an absolute top performer. Ever since the day I hired her, she's just got tenacity, high quality, and she puts her all into absolutely everything she does. So no surprise that she's the winner.
Leonard Ellis, city manager out of New York. Leonard, you were part of the clean sweep in the Setting the Highest Standard category for Greyhound. How does that feel for you tonight?
You know, it's just an honor to have been nominated and then to be a finalist. I mean, when you think of all the people that we work with day in and day out and the dedication that they show, mm-hmm. and the things we see them do, and then to be here nominated in this category is just a big honor.
Does this help validate all that you do throughout the year?
Of course. I mean, it's we know we work hard, but it's always nice to be told you work hard, and especially if you're told you work smart. So,
and you're doing just that. So congratulations, and thank you for everything you guys do. I'm here with Maggie Goring, who nominated Leonard Ellis for this award, setting the highest standard. What is it about Leonard that caused you to nominate him?
He's a real type of guy, real like down home, big country vibe. But you know what? Let me tell you something about him. He gets the job done. He's dedicated to progress. He's dedicated and committed to our customers and all of our staff. No matter, it's like no matter how big or small, he's always there for us, and that's what we needed.
So this comes as no surprise that he was one of the finalists tonight then?
Absolutely not. He deserved this award. He worked so hard, and he really, this award was for him.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm here with Bobby Quinton, who was nominated for Colleague of the Year. Bobby, you walk away as the runner-up in the category. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. I just can't believe that someone felt so compelled to nominate me, much less for people to honor me to be a finalist and now to get runner-up. It's just hard to comprehend.
Well, that's going to wrap things up from the Be First Awards here in Cincinnati. This year's event was definitely one to remember, and congratulations to all of the winners and those recognized on tonight, especially those from our Greyhound family, which include Wendy Hughes, winner for setting the highest standard, Leonard Ellis, runner-up in setting the highest standard. For Vision, Colleague of the Year, runner-up Bobby Quinton. Also for Team of the Year, Commercial Sales Office Team, runner-up. And highly commended John Hall and dedicated to safety. Thank you all for tuning in once again. And as always, remember, you are Greyhound. So be first, be safe, be stellar.